The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump right in. We've got one from Real Simple, The Realist, The Easiest Way to Clean an Oven. Rub half a lemon on the bottom of the oven where food may have spilled and hardened, says Deborah Johnson, home cleaning expert at Mary Maid's. Preheat oven to 250, then place a medium-sized oven-safe glass mixing bowl filled with water and four more lemon halves on the top rack and close the door. As the water heats up, the resulting steam will help soften stuck-on gunk. Wait an hour, then turn off the oven, open the door, and allow the oven to cool enough to touch. Then use a damp microfiber cloth to wipe down the door and inside. Stubborn spots, gently rub with a wet scouring pumice. From Family Circle, is it time to cut the cord? Yes, if you'd like to stop sacrificing $100 plus a month to the cable gods. Streaming services are where it's at now. When I moved into a new home last year, I decided I'd had it with paying big bucks every month for hundreds of cable channels I never watched. And just like that, I joined the many millions of Americans who have parted ways with the traditional TV watching methods and gone all in on video streaming services. Households that spend over $100 a month on cable or satellite can save hundreds a year, even when stacking multiple services to satisfy a sizable variety of viewing wants. Consider this fact. Subscribing to basic-level Netflix, Hulu, and Sling TV only costs around $40 a month total. Just keep in mind that switching to a streaming life is likely to require some adjusting. For instance, you may have to watch shows the day after their first air date, which might mean going out of your way to avoid spoilers on social media. We all have one of those Facebook friends who can't help but blab about This Is Us plot twist. Even if you opt for a service that streams live TV, you may find it doesn't include every one of your go-to channels. And if you don't own a smart TV, you'll need to buy a streaming device, it's under $50, to hook up to your current set, such as a Roku, Fire TV Stick, or Chromecast. In my mind, minor inconveniences are more than offset by major savings. Plus, streaming services make it easy to watch TV on your phone, computer, or tablet, and offer exclusive content, think buzzy and binge-worthy series, you can't get on your usual suspect stations. There's no long-term contract or early cancellation penalty. Still on the fence? Streaming platforms usually offer a free trial period. Why not give one of those a shot? Hulu is terrific for keeping up with popular primetime shows from legacy networks, including ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. In many cases, episodes are available the day after their original broadcast premiere date. Hulu, with live TV, $40 a month, provides access to over 50 channels, including CNN, ESPN, HGTV, TBS, and more. Hulu.com available from $8 a month. Amazon Prime Video, if you're already an Amazon Prime subscriber, this streaming service is bundled into the annual fee you've already paid, making it the perfect opportunity to try life cable-free. Don't do Prime? You can pay monthly for access to original series or shows from channels including USA and FX, and pay a little more for channels such as HBO and Cinemax. Amazon.com/Prime Video from $9 a month. Sling TV offers live TV programming a la carte. Put another way, you won't have to pay for or scroll through channels you don't want. With Sling TV, you can curate a personal channel lineup based on what you and your family like, whether that's comedy, news, movies, whatever. There's no long-term contract required, and if you want to cancel at some point, you can do so online. Sling.com from $25 a month. YouTube TV. If you haven't gotten the memo, it's more than just music videos and makeup tutorials. YouTube TV allows viewers to watch live shows from networks like ABC, CBS, FX, Disney, and CNN, plus on-demand content and exclusive YouTube Red originals. TV.YouTube.com from $40 a month. And PlayStation View fans say this streaming platform is the way to go for live sports fanatics who don't want to miss a game. And you don't need a PlayStation console for access. Higher-level packages include channels like NFL Network, MLB Network, and NBA TV. Upgrades for premium channels are also available. PSVUE.com from $45 a month. From the Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab. Question, I've heard dish soap can be used to hand wash delicates. True? Answer, yes. This versatile liquid generally has a lower pH than laundry detergent, so it's perfect for finer fabrics like washable silk. And because it's formulated to cut grease, it also works to remove food stains like salad oil from clothing before laundering. You can even squirt a little into warm water and use it to dissolve sticky buildup on hairbrushes and makeup brushes. Out of carpet cleaner, stir 1 tablespoon plain dish soap, not the kind with added hand moisturizers, into 2 cups warm water. Dip a cloth in the mix and lightly dab away stains, then rinse and blot. One caveat, never use liquid dish soap in the dishwasher. It's too sudsy for the machine, and the foam will end up spilling out onto the floor. Question, I stored chili in a plastic container and now it's stained red. How do I clean it? Answer, if the container is lightly tinted, scrub it with a thick paste of baking soda and water. For deeper discoloration, pour in a solution of 1 tablespoon liquid chlorine bleach per cup of warm water. Mix enough so the red area is covered. Let it sit for 30 minutes or until the stain is gone, then wash the container in hot, soapy water. Rinse and dry. To help prevent staining, try this. Before washing a dirty container in warm water, pre-wash it in cold water and dish liquid. This keeps the plastic, from expanding and absorbing color. Our kitchen appliances lab says using glass storage like Snapware Total Solutions is the only way to completely avoid staining. Question, now that the kids are in school, got any tips to keep cold germs from spreading around the house? Answer, frequent hand washing is the best first defense against the spread of germs. But there is more you can do when a child comes home with a cold or the flu. Disinfect frequently touched spots like faucets, fridge handles, switches, and doorknobs daily with wipes or a spray like new Good Housekeeping Seal Star Joy Mangotto Miracle Clean Multi-Surface Disinfectant and Cleaner. Comes in a purple spray bottle. $6 for 28 ounces on Home Shopping Network, that's hsn.com, which kills germs in as little as 30 seconds to 3 minutes. Use the sanitizing cycles on your dishwasher, washer, and dryer. These settings are hotter and longer and sometimes add steam to kill bacteria. Finally, change bedding and towels every couple of days and swap out Terry hand towels in the kitchen or bath for paper ones. From Real Simple, where to turn when work gets messy? Should you call human resources or handle the issue yourself? Learn to navigate 6 difficult situations. When a group of people with different egos, ambitions, and personal problems are working in close proximity, there's bound to be conflict. And in this era of Me Too and revelations about toxic work environments, employees are looking for answers. But who do you ask? Does your boss have your back? What about human resources? I've gotten lost. Here, experts and insiders share what to do and who to trust when the thorniest work situations happen to you. 1, you have medical or personal issues that might affect your work. If you need short-term help, like a few extra days off or a brief reduction in workload, talk with your manager. Explain that you're having a tough time and need a short personal leave, says Bucky Keady, a former corporate senior vice president of talent acquisition and management. If you have a potentially serious medical condition or disability, go to HR, where the staff is more familiar with employment law. HR personnel are legally required to keep medical and disability info confidential and are better trained to handle these types of issues than a manager, says attorney Melissa Fleischer, president and founder of HR Learning Center in Rye, New York. If an employee needs an accommodation, such as a shorter workday or intermittent leave, HR may relay certain info to a manager but won't disclose why the employee needs an accommodation. Two, you don't get along with your boss or a coworker. It's best to go straight to the source and try to work it out, says Sarah Sheehan, co-founder of Braverly, an online platform that offers HR coaching. Ask the person to meet, then initiate an honest conversation in which you share your feelings, not accusations. I feel frustrated because whenever I bring up an idea, you say it won't work. It's hard and awkward, but you'll make progress, says Jenny Mayer, editor-in-chief of the online career platform The Muse. If nothing changes or the situation gets worse, go to HR. If the person is your boss, or your boss if the person is a coworker. Taking this step first will make you look much better, says Mayer. Three, you're contemplating quitting or retiring. Unhappy at work and thinking of quitting? Ideally, you have a transparent relationship with your boss and can openly discuss your career path, frustrations, and desire for new challenges, says Keedy. However, keep your specific career plans quiet until you've made a firm decision. HR is not your friend, says Kevin Mincer, a New York City-based employment attorney. If you give notice of your intent to quit or retire before you're actually ready to do it, the company may decide your time is up now and replace you, which in most cases is perfectly legal. If you need help determining whether to leave and understanding the impact of your benefits, talk to an independent source like a career coach or employment lawyer. Find one through the National Employment Lawyers Association. Four, you're being sexually harassed. If you're dealing with unwelcome sexual advances or other verbal or physical harassment of a sexual or discriminatory nature, document what has happened for your records and immediately tell your boss, another supervisor, the legal department, or HR, whoever you're most comfortable discussing the situation with. Depending on state laws, managers and supervisors may be personally liable if they've been made aware of harassment and do not report it, says Jennifer McGefsky, a partner in the Employment, Labor, and Workforce Management practice at Epstein Becker Green, a national law firm. Often a fear of retaliation prevents people from reporting sexual harassment, but retaliation is unlawful too. You have a right as an employee to be in a harassment-free zone. The Supreme Court tells us that, says Gefsky. Five, there's conflict between two people on your team. As a manager, you're responsible for diffusing tension when conflicts arise. If the disagreement does not involve harassment, illness, disability, or discrimination, try to mitigate the problem yourself. Otherwise, someone in HR can coach you on how to take care of the situation. And six, two people on your team are dating. If you catch wind of this, meet with the couple and make sure they're aware of company policy. Refresh yourself on it, too, says human resources expert Suzanne Lucas, founder of the blog Evil HR Lady. Discuss a plan for how to handle the relationship so it doesn't cross company lines. Lucas advises saying, I understand you two are dating, but at work, you need to remain professional. Email your HR rep to alert her of your conversation so you aren't held responsible if there's a bad breakup. What if one person reports to the other? This is a much bigger issue, and most companies forbid this kind of relationship to avoid the appearance of favoritism, says Katie. Explain the situation to HR and get assistance with the next steps. Often HR will help you transfer one person to another department or give your team members a time frame for one or both of them to find another position on their own. And as an aside here, what to do when there isn't an HR department? Startups, nonprofits, and small organizations don't always have one, but this doesn't mean you're not legally protected. You may just have to do some legwork. These resources will help. Search online. Legal sites like NOLO.com and career sites like themuse.com cover workplace topics and employee rights. Go through your HR benefits site. Startups often use services like TriNet or Zenefits to manage payroll, benefits, and other policies. Begin with their resources or representatives. If necessary, get a lawyer. Find good representation through the National Employment Lawyers Association, the American Bar Association, or personal references. Listen to podcasts for answers. Those about workplace issues are great sources, says Keedy. Try HR Happy Hour, Safe for Work, and the Employment Law and HR Podcast. And last, ask around. A company with fewer than 100 employees may not have an HR person, but usually someone on staff, like a CFO or CEO, knows policies, says Gefsky. From Family Circle, rise to the challenge. Just when you wrap your brain around teens challenging each other to swallow spoonfuls of cinnamon, you hear they're ingesting detergent pods. Discuss these dangerous dares with your kids before they act on them. Be respectful. Impulse control is one of the last areas to develop in the adolescent brain, says Francis Jensen, MD, chair of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania and author of The Teenage Brain. While we often make fun of teens for the questionable things they do, this is a crucial point in their development. Make it clear you get what they're going through. Rely on facts. To avoid scolding and getting emotional, Jensen suggests researching the behaviors you want to discuss beforehand. Be objective and say, I understand you're intrigued and want to try this. At your age, you're more prone to risk-taking, and I want to give you reasons to think twice now because in the moment, it may be harder to resist. Strategize together. Identify behaviors your teen may encounter, like vaping in school or gelatin shots at parties. Brainstorm excuses they can use to get out of participating while preserving their social status. They should know it's totally okay to use you as an excuse. And last, be vigilant. Don't assume you know the latest trends or that your kid wouldn't jump on them. Follow the news and talk to your teen. Talk to your teen, other parents, and teachers or coaches to get a sense of what kids are into right now. From Real Simple, new uses for old things, straws. The environment wants you to say no to plastic straws, but what if one sneaks into your takeout bag? Don't trash it, repurpose it. Here's how. And there are four different ideas. First, a jewelry saver. Prevent a knotted jumble when traveling by threading your necklace through a straw and clasping it together. That's simple enough. As a no-spill plug, forget to grab a splash stick for your takeout hot beverage. Fold a straw in half and place it in the sip hole of a takeout coffee cup to banish sloshes while in transit. And as an end-of-tape marker, never fumble for the end of a roll of tape again. Just wrap it around a straw. If you want to keep the roll stackable, trim the sides of the straw down. And lotion to go. Save some space in your overnight bag by filling a clean straw with a couple of pumps of lotion or serum. Push one end of the straw into the other to secure. And also from Real Simple, breakfast cereals. They've taken them for a road test. They'd spooned up more than 100 varieties that pass nutritional muster, no sugar bombs, to find the best boxes on the shelves. The best puffed cereal, Trader Joe's Crisp Rice Cereal. This lightly toasted classic is plenty tasty at sweet bargain prices and still works perfectly in your favorite marshmallowy treats. To buy, $2 for 12 ounces at Trader Joe's. Best for kids, Love Grown Fruity Sea Stars. Tasters couldn't believe this subtly sweet pick is made with a three-bean blend. No weird dyes either. The cute shapes get their colors from radish juice, turmeric, and paprika. $5 for a 7-ounce box at grocery stores. Best Flakes, Erewhon Cornflakes. I gotta spell that. Erewhon Cornflakes. Made with only two ingredients, organic milled corn and sea salt. These sturdy flakes stay crispy in milk long after you'd expect them to turn soggy. $5 for an 11-ounce box at grocery stores. Best Woven Cereal, Kellogg's Crispix. An open weave and a hollow center give these corn and rice crunchies great texture. They're perfect with milk or tossed in sweet and savory snack mixes. $4 for 12 ounces at grocery stores. And the Best O's, 1-degree organic food sprouted oat O's. Oats and garbanzos are soaked to enhance key ingredients in these lightly sweetened O's. Scan the QR code on the box to meet the farmers and producers behind the cereal. $5 for 8 ounces at grocery stores. and the best fiber cereal, Post Grape Nuts. Just half a cup of this nutty favorite offers a healthy dose of fiber, 6 grams of protein, and 90% of the recommended daily amount of iron. Try it on ice cream or yogurt, too. To buy, $4.50 for 20.5 ounces at grocery stores. From Good Housekeeping, brioche bread pudding with bourbon caramel sauce. Active time, 35 minutes total, 1 hour 15. For the brioche bread pudding, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, plus more for pan, 2 cups whole milk, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1/3 of a cup granulated sugar, a pinch of kosher salt, 4 large eggs beaten, 14 ounces of brioche cut into 1.5-inch cubes, about 6 cups. Then for the bourbon caramel sauce, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1/4 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, 4 tablespoons unsalted butter cut up, 1 cup heavy cream, 1 tablespoon of bourbon, and 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. Prepare the pudding. Butter 8x8-inch 2-quart baking dish. In a medium bowl, whisk together the milk, melted butter, vanilla, sugar, and salt. Whisk in eggs to combine. Add bread and toss to coat, then transfer to prepared dish and let it sit 30 minutes. 15 minutes before baking, heat the oven to 350. Bake until the custard is set and edges of bread have browned, 30 to 40 minutes. Meanwhile, prepare the bourbon caramel sauce. In a medium saucepan, combine sugar, lemon juice, and 1/4 cup of water. Bring to a boil on medium-high, stirring with a wooden spoon, and cook until the sugar becomes thick and dark amber in color, 10 to 14 minutes. Remove from heat. Stir in butter, then carefully add cream, bourbon, and vanilla. The mixture will bubble vigorously, and stir until fully blended. Return pan to the heat and cook until sauce is thick enough to lightly coat the back of the spoon about 10 minutes more. Remove from heat and let cool. Also from Good Housekeeping, baked pears with cinnamon and currants. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 1 hour and 10. You need 6 Anjou pears halved lengthwise, 3 tablespoons sugar, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 3 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into 1/2-inch cubes, 3/4 of a cup of white wine, 1/2 cup dried currants, and creme fraiche or mascarpone for serving. Heat oven to 475. Arrange pears, cut sides up in shallow baking dish. Sprinkle with sugar and cinnamon, then top each pear with 1 butter cube. Carefully pour wine into the bottom of the pan. Sprinkle currants over the pears, it's okay if some fall into the wine, and bake until pears are tender, 30 to 40 minutes. Let cool, 5 to 10. Transfer pears onto plates and serve, drizzled with pan juices and currants and dolloped with creme fraiche if desired. This serves 6. And a little aside here to pick the perfect pears. Check the neck. If it gives a little when gently squeezed, it's ripe. Planning to bake the fruit whole, opt for Bosque and Anjou varieties. They're best at holding their shape and texture. And from Real Simple, the staple, flavored with bergamot, a type of citrus grown mostly in Italy, Earl Grey tea lends its intoxicating aroma to far more than an afternoon cuppa. Simmer it with orange juice and honey for a sticky, bittersweet glaze for chicken or pork. Poach delicate cod fillets in a mixture of brewed Earl Grey, ginger, and soy sauce for an inspired light meal, or blend the leaves from a handful of bags into shortbread dough for a tender slice-and-bake cookie that goes perfectly with, well, you know. So, grilled tea glazed drumsticks, boil 2 cups brewed Earl Grey tea, 1/2 a cup of orange juice, and 1/2 a cup of honey until reduced to 1/2 cup, 25 minutes. Stir in 1 teaspoon of kosher salt and 3/4 teaspoon black pepper. Brush 8 chicken drumsticks with 2 tablespoons oil and season with 1 teaspoon kosher salt and 3/4 teaspoon black pepper. Grill until cooked through, 20 to 25 minutes, brushing with this glaze during the last 3 minutes. For tea poached cod, simmer 4 cups of water, 2 Earl Grey tea bags, 1/4 cup sliced fresh ginger, and 2 tablespoons soy sauce in a large pot for 5 minutes. Remove tea bags and reserve a half cup liquid. Add 4 6-ounce cod fillets to the pot. Cover and simmer until just cooked through 8 minutes. Stir 2 tablespoons each soy sauce and mirin and 1 teaspoon rice vinegar into the reserved liquid. Serve cod in bowls with mirin sauce and sliced scallions. And last, Earl Grey cookies. Beat 1 cup butter, 3/4 cup powdered sugar, and 3 teaspoons Earl Grey tea from 8 bags, and 1 teaspoon each lemon zest and vanilla until creamy, 4 minutes. Beat in 2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon baking powder. Shape into logs. Wrap in plastic. Chill until firm. Slice 1/4 inch thick. Bake at 350 degrees until golden, 12 to 14 minutes. From Good Housekeeping, maple pecan fudge sauce. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time, 5 minutes. Makes 1.5 cups. 1 cup maple syrup, 6 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1/2 cup of unsweetened cocoa powder, 3 tablespoons bourbon, kosher salt, 2/3 cup of pecans, toasted and very roughly chopped. In a medium saucepan, bring maple syrup and butter to simmer on medium-high, then simmer until slightly reduced, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and whisk in cocoa. Return to heat and simmer until thickened, about 3 minutes. Remove from heat and whisk in bourbon and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Let cool 10 minutes. Stir in pecans and serve warm over French toast or ice cream. This serves 12. And how about a beverage here? Maple whiskey sour. Active time and total time, both 5 minutes. In a cocktail shaker filled with ice, shake 2.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 tablespoon each fresh lemon juice, lime juice, and orange juice, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, and they mean real maple syrup there, and 3 dashes orange bitters. Strain over ice, serve with pieces of citrus. And that makes one, of course, you can adjust that so that you can make a whole pitcher if you're entertaining. Some thoughts from Real Simple. I always wondered why the makers leave housekeeping and cooking out of their tales. Isn't it what all the great wars and battles are fought for? So that at day's end, a family may eat together in a peaceful house? And that was Ursula K. Le Guin of Voices. And also from Real Simple. Ah, when your life feels overscheduled and you need a tiny break from the action, try this. Sit quietly with your eyes open, gazing down toward the floor. Feel the sensation of your natural breath going in and out, right at the very edge of your nostrils. Start to rest your busy mind. Just as it is normal for your brain to create thoughts, it is normal for those thoughts to go away. Take a moment to experience this gap, this mini holiday from worrying and planning. After a few seconds, return to your regular breath. Thoughts will come and go. If you can learn to get familiar with this opening in your mind, you will be able to go there whenever you need. And this was Cindy Lee of CindyLee.com, CYNDILEE.com. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org.